This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I was recently asked by a homeowner if she could plant hydrangeas in the river rock that borders her home. The quick answer, no. But I did ask her what sunshade condition she had. Okay, she said sun. That leaves more questions. Is it afternoon sun or morning? She said from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Yikes, that's a lot of heat. Most plants will fry in those conditions because that rock heats up and holds the heat, something the roots don't dig, if you catch my drift. So what can she plant? I suggested sedums. For one thing, they're amazingly tolerant of hot, dry conditions, and there are a lot of options. One thing I urge my listeners to do is if you have questions about a plant, please offer as much information about the conditions in which they will be growing or you want them to grow. Rock is my least favorite thing to use if you want plants. If you're creating a rock bed that looks like a creek, oh, that's lovely, and border it with ground covers. But if you want to place that stuff all around your home, be prepared to not plant in it. Or use containers. I've removed so much rock through the years and still I find more when I dig. Aside from creating a rock creek, when is rock a plus? If you have drainage issues on your property, rock is a great choice as it allows water to drain quickly. If you have open bed areas without plants, rock is an easy, no maintenance option. Rocks are great for high traffic areas where pedestrians tend to take shortcuts. Trampled plants look terrible, but rocks stand up to the stress. If you're considering a fountain or statue, rocks make a great backdrop. I have all this and more information on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.